This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A quick insert here, since the solar eclipse will have come and gone by the time you next hear from us. Got a press release from the American Trucking Association today pointing out that there are way more cars and trucks on the road since the last time there was a total eclipse visible from the continental United States. And distracted driving, don't even get them started. Moral of the story, if you are driving someplace on Monday, be careful out there, will you? All right, today's lesson in the lasting accuracy of the law of supply and demand comes to us from the maritime shipping industry. Cargo rates for those giant container ships are going up because volume is up and thus shipping space is getting tight. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains what's going on there.
Tons of cargo moves around the globe in big secured containers stacked onto huge ships, everything from furniture, bananas, shoes to auto parts. Paul Bingham is a trade and logistics expert with the Economic Development Research Group, and he says carriers' vessels have gotten ever larger in recent years.
They were chasing a low cost of operation temptation, where they had the theory that by buying larger ships than their competitors, they could have lower unit costs of carrying the boxes.
Some vessels carry as many as 20,000 containers. Demand for container ships cratered around the time of the recession, according to Jim Blazer in the maritime practice at the consulting firm Alex Partners. He says between 2007 and 2008,
demand declined, I think, globally for global trade, 10 or 15%.
And though global trade crept back slowly, carriers overestimated its resurgence, ordering too many vessels that were too large. A major carrier declared bankruptcy last year as freight rates tanked.
The rate environment that we saw last year was really historically low, right? I mean, the idea that you could move a container from the port of Shanghai to the port of Los Angeles, in many cases for less than $1,000, is a pretty remarkable thing.
But now Blazer says freight rates are climbing 20 to 50% over the year, depending on the location and company. Carriers have slowed their ship orders, old vessels are getting scrapped, and trade and logistics expert Paul Bingham says carriers have consolidated.
There's basically now three large groups of companies that coordinate their schedules and their shipping.
Bingham says the industry is probably still losing money, but not as much as last year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.